This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
well, this information is just coming in. We have heard from the Metro in St. Petersburg. The City Metro Service has said that there has been an explosion on the underground train service. They are investigating the cause of that, but at the moment they're suspecting an unidentified explosive device. That's the only information that we have. We know that there are a number of casualties because we've seen pictures from the scene that show at least several people very seriously hurt. The numbers and the extent of their casualties are still being determined at the moment. We know several metro stations have been closed. I've seen pictures with many fire engines and ambulances that have obviously rushed very quickly to the scene. So it looks like a very serious incident. At the moment, though, the details about exactly how many people have been caught up in that explosion are still being checked and verified.
Okay, Sarah.
Okay, latest report on what has happened in St. Petersburg, according to the Daily Call here, or Daily Mail, I should say. Two nail bombs on the metro in St. Petersburg ripped through train carriages, killing at least 10 people today. The incident occurred at two separate locations, including Sinaia Plashad train station, leaving at least 50 injured, including children. Vladimir Putin is in his hometown of St. Petersburg today for talks with the president of Belarus, and has confirmed they are dead and injured and offered his condolences to the family and those killed. Investigators are looking into a possible terror attack, as well as keeping an open mind to the motive of the subway blast, the Kremlin leader said. He said that, "I've already spoken to the head of our special services. They're working to ascertain the cause of the blast. The causes are not clear. It's too early. We're looking at possible causes, terrorism, as well as common crime." So, again, two nail bombs on the metro in St. Petersburg, ripping through a train carriage, killing at least 10 people today, and as of right now, possibly as many as 50, including children, have been injured. So we'll keep you up to date on that. A lot going on here at Bill Martinez Live to talk about. We've got the Gorsuch nomination, whether or not the Dems, will force the issue of Harry Reid's nuclear option. Do they want to do that? Is that in their best interest? We'll see what happens. And, of course, Donald Trump over the weekend made it clear that repeal and replace is not over. The fat lady is not even begun to sing yet, I guess. So we will discuss and get into that further. Again, I was asked about my position on this. I just believe we give the power back to the people where it belongs. I like the concept of a direct pay concept. As I mentioned, my family and I, we've been doing this for 12 years. We pay the doctors direct cash, and it's a cash and carry business, kind of like the old days, where Scott used to bring a chicken to a doctor, huh? For if you had a toothache, you just brought a chicken, or maybe, a 5-gallon container of milk. But no, in this case, it's cash. And you work out your deal directly with the docs. And this is being done even in spite of Obamacare and the government trying to say that they can come up with this one size fits all, because that's what they have to think. And it doesn't matter. Even like right now, they're tying themselves up in knots trying to do what I think is the impossible. Why not make it just easy on yourself? Let we the people, okay, get out of the way. Support we the people, having these discussions with our doctors and joining up associations, however way you want to do that. And again, with each layer, whether it's an association, then you bring up a layer of complication. Is it approved and that sort of thing? This is, what I say, buyer beware with associations. But if you can do a direct pay counsel type deal, which is moving across this country, we've got over 500 clinics that are doing that, and probably more than that if the truth be known. I think this discussion will continue, and as far as I'm concerned, I continue to push putting the power back in the hands of where it belongs, with we the people and the doctor. That's who should be discussing your health, not Marco Rubio, not Donald Trump, or any politician in D.C. This is Bill Martinez. We've got a lot to talk about. Thank you for joining us. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we begin a new week together. Good to have you along with us as we come to you independent and fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country and around the world via shortwave. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. One of the developing issues, in addition to what's happening in Russia, has been this this hyperbole and the tensions that continue to grow between the United States and North Korea. It's being reported that North Korea is excited at the prospects of being able to weaponize a couple of missiles to attack the United States. And yes, you might say this is rhetoric, but they're making a statement. It's kind of like what ISIS said. Look at, we're declaring war against the United States, and we sat back and let it happen, and look where we are now. But Donald Trump is not picking any bones about this. You got something you want to insert here, Scott?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it might not be all talk and stuff, but how long are you going to let somebody say they're going to punch you in the mouth before you see them balling up their fists ready to punch you in the mouth?
Yeah, exactly.
And you take them seriously.
Well, you know, and you think for North Korea, you know, what's in it for them? I mean, do they make a big statement? I mean, they've got, hey, look at you. You got this egocentric knucklehead leader there in North Korea who's thinking he can just pound his chest. The rest of the people there, his subjects, what do they know? And, of course, the military, if they don't go along with what he says, hey, we're going to set you aside here and just take, you know, we're going to end your life because that's the way they run things there.
Yeah, and he comes from a long line of egotistical knuckleheads. So
yeah.
Nothing's changed. The leaders changed, but right. Nothing's changed as far as the way they go about their things.
Well, he's extremely dangerous. I mean, I think of Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein got himself. He blustered and huffed and puffed, and look what he ended up doing. You know, all for whatever reason. You know, the psychology of the Middle East. He felt. You know, as far as his other Arab neighbors and that sort of thing, he needed to beat his chest and holler like Tarzan. And, you know, he loses his government, his life and, you know, his family and everything else as a result of trying to be the big man on campus. And here you got, you know, this ruler here in North Korea. And so and it doesn't seem in the discussions with China and Trump that anything is moving in a positive direction. I mean, to the point that Trump said, with or without you, we're going to take care of this problem. And I say, uh-oh. What
yeah.
do you say?
Well, yeah, we kind of, I kind of agree with him, though. And we do, this is an area where we should be working with China. China has a ton of sway over them. And we need their help in order to avoid the Cold War type stuff, which gets us nowhere.
Well, this is a time of leadership, and this is what Trump does in his sleep. And I know that he's being advised, and this is the challenge. I mean, you imagine how many opinions are flying around D.C. and how to handle this. Everything from, hey, let's just go and bomb them to smithereens, let's just kick back, let's just let it breathe. And meanwhile, with each inaction the United States takes, North Korea and its leadership becomes more and more emboldened. Listen to this report. Let's play this clip, you know, from CNN. And I think they, you know, for the most part, they give us, somewhat of an objective report on what's going on in North Korea.
We're following reaction tonight to a stunning new interview President Trump just gave on North Korea, threatening to deal with the North Korean nuclear threat with or without the help of China. Earlier today, the president told the Financial Times, quote, well, if China is not going to solve North Korea, we will. And this is tough talk coming just days before Trump hosts Chinese President Xi Jinping for his Florida resort, and it'll be their first face-to-face meeting. Let's bring in CNN Global Affairs correspondent Elise Labatt, who's on assignment in Jerusalem. Elise, thanks for making time for us. How does this interview with the Financial Times set the table, so to speak, for these important talks? Is this as big of a deal as it seems?
Well, Anna, you know that President Trump is a real tough talker, and I think this is kind of his opening gambit. This is kind of similar, if you will, to what Secretary of State Rex Tillerson did on the road on the eve of his meeting with President Xi in Beijing from South Korea. He was talking about that North Korea policy of the last 20 years, what we've called strategic patience, wasn't working. And so I think President Trump is sending a signal to the Chinese that the U.S. wants China to use its considerable leverage on North Korea. And if it doesn't, the U.S., as he said, will go it alone. Now, what could that mean? It could obviously mean a preemptive strike. It could mean some kind of covert action, such as a cyber action. But it could also mean more sanctions. And what we're talking about is really what they call secondary sanctions, which are sanctions on Chinese companies. And the Chinese know this very well. Chinese companies that are doing business with North Korea. And certainly that was a message that Secretary Tillerson warned the Chinese about when he was there. And so I think President Trump in this interview is saying there's a lot of pressure we could put on China to make sure that they're playing ball, Anna.
Well, and I think this is the whole point here, Scott, is that we got to put pressure. And I appreciate, though there were a lot of, political antagonists who questioned whether or not Donald Trump could be the leader that he is demonstrating to us almost every day. I know the tweets and some of the other stuff seems a little juvenile to them, but that's okay. I mean, this is serious business, and Donald Trump is not jumping, off to war here right away, but he sees this as a clear and present danger. Kim Jong-un is thinking he's all that in a bag of chips, and he's playing with some really dangerous stuff here. The fact that he's got a nuclear weapon and possibly capable of attacking the United States, not to mention South Korea, because you could see that he appears to be, when you look at Kim Jong-un, I don't get this sense of stability. Do you?
No, not at all. He seems like the child that is starting to, go into puberty, and they see their father and they decide that now's my time to try and challenge,
I'm going to make my mark.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's kind of what he's doing, or that's, he's not that guy. They're not that country.
Where's Dennis Rodman in all this, man? I thought Dennis Rodman had this under control. Is he not the ambassador for North Korea here or something?
Well, I don't think Dennis Rodman has most of his life in his control, so.
Yeah, right. So, well, hey, maybe he might be able to handle this. I don't know, but he seems to be one of the few that can go and talk to him.
And I think that's important. I think talking to them is important. I think the easiest way to solve some of the biggest disputes is to talk. That's why why are you talking to Russia? That's ridiculous to me. That's a horrible stance to take.
Right.
You keep your enemies close, you keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's right. Well, it makes sense. I mean, even Barack Obama said that. But, you know, what? You know, I don't even know why we do this comparison. We just frustrate ourselves. We know it's different. You know, Barack Obama, the Democrats are one way, and then the Republicans, oh, God forbid, that they would do anything the Democrats would do, or you would see that these are established patterns that have been this way since, you know, day one of history of this country of ours. God forbid that we try not to reinvent the wheel when it's so unnecessary, a waste of time and resources and all that stuff. Well, anyway, the conversation, you know, we'll keep talking about it. Let us know your thoughts at hashtag BML Talk.
Method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Live, without a doubt.
Hey, you better believe it. And I say, chime in. Let us know your thoughts. You can even drop me an email. And I can't thank you enough. I love that you're activated. I love that you are involved in the conversation. That you do let me know how you feel and what you're thinking. I can tell you, Scott, we got some smart people listening here. I mean, this is why the pressure is on. We can't mess around. And you know what the show is all about. You know, we want to be able to expand on the conversation and do so in a very intelligent sort of way and to bring you the facts and the truth, no matter where it leads. You know, some people avoid the truth, you know, because they're so ideologically driven. And I'm our heart here is to pursue the truth. Get the experts. Let them come on. Let them report to you and give you a better understanding. I mean, this isn't done in 8-second sound bites or like so many other shows where they're so limited in time to say, okay, well, we got 3 minutes, if you're lucky, you know, tell your story. You know, sometimes we need to allow those stories to breathe and develop. But right now, hey, just for fun, let's talk sports. My favorite time of the year, Scott, has always been March. I am a March Madness fan, and I don't know now we're into April, so it's April Madness, at least the first week or so, just to get us ready because baseball season is ready to begin and off and rolling. But, you know, this is the conclusion of one of my favorite events of, you know, I guess all time. Because, and the other thing, too, it leads into the Masters, you know, right now, too. So, you know, back to back. So basketball and golf and baseball. Boy, some of my first loves, and it's great to be talking basketball. Let's talk NCAA women's first. I mean, you know, a big upset when UConn, not in the finals, after 111 games that they had won in a row. I mean, incredible.
111 game win streak snapped on Friday, Friday.
Yes.
Snapped on Friday to Mississippi State in overtime.
Unbelievable.
Mississippi State honestly was the better team the whole game. They led by 8 at half, and they were just the better team throughout the whole game, and they pulled it out in overtime on a last-second shot.
It just was destiny. You just have that kind of sense of feeling. And South Carolina, I mean, what a year for them. I mean, the men's team, you know, a great show, great representation. Here you got the men and the women. Like, what were they doing? Were they just, like, all in the film room together or something like that? Because it was like you have this this equal rise of both these programs, the women and the men's division.
Well, they had a chance to South Carolina. The South Carolina women did win the championship. They beat Mississippi State.
Congratulations!
Ending that Cinderella story for Mississippi State after that huge
great win
upset. So they won, and then the men lost on Saturday. But you know, South Carolina had two teams in the Final Four. In both men's and women's, one of them won it all, and the men were trying to rival the UConn men and women from a few years back when both their men and women won the title. Yeah. So
well, so close, but a great game. So congratulations to the ladies of South Carolina, a great win, national championship for them, and Mississippi State. Maybe they just maybe it was anticlimactic after that big win. Maybe they were a little flat against South Carolina, but as you said, South Carolina women's team was just excellent.
Well, South Carolina was the team that everybody kind of thought would be the team to beat, to give UConn their stiffest test.
Right.
But you know, it turns out it was actually Mississippi State, who a year ago in the tournament, UConn beat by 60 points.
Wow.
So, and then
so
tonight,
this is payback, huh?
Yeah, it was payback, and
by one shot, a buzzer beater in overtime, unbelievable.
Yep. Yeah, and then tonight we got the battle of two number one seeds, both respectively in their brackets. North Carolina versus Gonzaga. North Carolina is your favorite. They've won. They're trying to win their sixth title tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Third underneath their current coach, Roy Williams. The Bulldogs are playing in their first ever championship game. Gonzaga used to be the Cinderella story, but in recent years they've become, well, they're a number one seed. So
well, they've got an invitation to the dance now. Now they get picked up by limos. You know, it's not just a carriage that turns into a pumpkin at midnight. I mean, they're there. They're very well qualified. Great team, greatly coached. This is going to be a contest, and it's going to be maybe a little bit. We'll see what happens, you know, kind of like with Oregon. Does the legend of North Carolina is you know I know sometimes the pundits don't necessarily want to factor that in, But I think that's a huge issue. You know, you've got winning on your side. You got tradition and kind of the echo through the ages of, a team like North Carolina. And that I think that weighed a little bit against Oregon, my humble opinion.
Yeah, and I know you'll have to stay up relatively late.
Yeah, what is this deal? Hey, I'm on the East Coast. You're starting games. And the other thing, too, you know, they don't start at 9. Start at 9:20. You got to introduce the cheerleaders. We got to get the game on. Come on, you know, 9:20. I mean, that's, that means it's going to be a late night, and I may have to wait for the highlight or something, maybe catch a half. That's about it, because that's too late for me.
Yeah.
It's already my bedtime, Scott, here when I'm on the East Coast here.
Well, I'll stay up and I'll watch it for us.
Okay,
then.
All right.
There should be a fun matchup to watch. Usually, you know, basketball gravitates to the guards lately, ever since, you know, the emergence of Steph Curry.
Yes.
Guards are kind of the thing that propel teams. But tonight you get a battle of two big men. Gonzaga, 7'1", 300-pound. Pounder Przemek Karnowski,
yeah.
And
yes.
He'll be going up
Polish Mountain, right? I mean, he's just unbelievable.
He's a big guy.
barring that somebody doesn't swipe his eyeballs out again like last game, but that was a tough situation. And thank God he was okay. I was concerned that we had some serious damage going on, because that's easy. I mean, this is the tough thing. I mean, I could only wish to be a big man. The only time I got in the paint when I played basketball. As fast as I got in was as fast as I got out. Because you big guys, you have a way of punishing people like me, and especially at my size. How dare you come into our territory? You sit out there, you shoot three-pointers all you want, but, man, you come into the paint, there's a price to be paid.
Yeah, and the man that's tasked with doling out that price is Kennedy Meeks, a 6'10", 260-pounder for the Tar Heels, who had a great game the other day.
Yes.
25 points and 14 rebounds in their win over Oregon. But the biggest name in the game, outside of your coaches, Mark Few and Roy Williams, mm-hmm. is probably Justin Jackson, North Carolina junior, who almost left for the NBA last year but decided to come back, and he's been fantastic this year.
Yes. No, no doubt. This is great basketball, so definitely looking forward to this. All right, we've only got a couple minutes left, so we're not going to be able to play this soundbite from Chuck Schumer. That's okay. And you know what he says, and you know his attitude. He's not about making it nice. He's got to be the bully on the block regarding this confirmation of Judge Gorsuch. But he's the odds-on favorite, and McConnell's made it clear he's going to get confirmed one way or another. And by that one way or another, it's like, look at the nuclear weapon I have in my holster here. Don't make me take it out. And I believe that this is what some of the sober-minded Democrats are starting to realize, is that once that nuclear weapon is unleashed, then we've got, we could have another two, three Supreme Court justices that are yet to be confirmed. And now what do you do? Go ahead and be feisty. Go ahead and challenge that, and let's make it an established rule after Harry Reid already exercised that option. And so we'll just firm it in, on the books through the ages from now and forever, that there would be the Reid option, the nuclear option in play when it comes to confirming judges. So no filibuster. Let's just have a straight up discussion about it. Well, up or down, move on, right?
There's been some cracks. Three senators have come out and said that they will vote for.
For Democrats. Three Democrats.
Joe Manchin, Heidi Heitkamp, and Joe Donnelly all said that they will vote for him.
So, I don't know. I don't know how you not. I mean, look it. You had Republicans voting for Sotomayor and for Kagan. They went along and supported this. And, of course, that says something, about, maybe their own ideology and a sense of fair play, but that doesn't seem to be the case, because normally the Democrats, when they're lockstep, they are lockstep and redefined stubborn, don't they? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got Bishop Jackson coming up next here. Stay with us, 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
I spent my entire career as a journalist uncovering the truth, until the day my wife presented me
with the biggest story of my life.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
From the studio that brought you God's Not Dead.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
How can we even talk about historical evidence for the resurrection?
The Gospels are filled with contradiction.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
We all bet our lives on something.
The question is, what's it going
to
be?
As much as I would like to help out a fellow skeptic, what you're proposing is impossible.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
Do you really want to know the truth, or is your mind already made up?
The Case for Christ. In theaters April 7th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, the battle continues, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't over in November. It just began in terms of getting this country back on track. And so far, it seems like we're moving the needle a little bit. It was 7 out of 10. Now we're about 6 out of 10 agree that we're on the wrong track. And you wonder, okay, what is it going to take to really make a big difference? And our next guest, I believe, has the answer. And it's one that we've been sharing with you repeatedly, you know, for the last 8 years, that what we face here in America isn't a political problem. It is a spiritual problem. It is a time for America to search its soul and to do what the Founding Fathers said was so essential for the success of this great American experiment. They said flat out, without any question whatsoever, that the basis of the Constitution required a moral people. You compromise the moral compass of the people here, and the Constitution begins to implode on itself. And this is what we've seen, and I think this is what many Americans are very concerned about. Bishop E.W. Jackson Sr. is with us, American conservative politician, Christian minister, and lawyer out of Virginia. He's the founder, current president of STAND, that's Staying True to America's National Destiny. It's a conservative nonprofit organization that describes itself as a national organization dedicated to preserving life, the traditional family, and our Judeo-Christian history and values as the foundation of our Constitution and culture. Bishop, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez live. How are you, sir? Did we lose you? Hello? We lost him? Let's reconnect here. Okay. See what happened. By the way, Bishop is also the head pastor at Exodus Faith Ministries, located in Chesapeake, Virginia. He's appeared many times as a commentator on national news networks such as C-SPAN, Fox News, and MSNBC. Also a former Marine, as I understand, too. So he's one of the Semper Fi's, like us. So it's always good to have a Semper Fi brother on with us. So we'll, okay, good. Bishop, we lost you there. Sorry for the disconnect. But good to have you with. I was just telling everybody that you are a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly. So it's always good to be speaking with a fellow Marine. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you very much. Semper Fi to you, Bill. Thank you.
Yes.
Sorry about that disconnect. I don't know what happened there.
I think the NSA, every once in a while, they just check to see if we're really serious about wanting to talk about these serious issues of life. But as I mentioned, Bishop, we can, and I had this conversation with the former governor, Mike Huckabee, that it's not a political problem that we face here in America. It is flat out a spiritual problem. Our moral undergirdings is compromising everything at every turn, whether we look at our families, marriages, our quality of life, all compromised because we've turned our back on God.
Absolutely. Our founding fathers believed, first of all, we had to be a virtuous nation in order to be a free nation, that self-government begins with the self. So that you don't need an overweening government telling you how to think, what to say, what to do, but you have internal moral restraint. So if you get rid of God, as there are forces in our country, want God sanitized from everything, you get rid of the very foundations upon which our constitutional republic is based. So you're absolutely right. And John Adams said, our Constitution, our government were designed for moral and religious people, wholly inadequate for any other. George Washington said the twin pillars of religion and morality are absolutely necessary to our nation. If you throw those out, or you want to throw those out, he said, in effect, don't even call yourself a patriot. So we are in a pitched spiritual battle, Bill. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it.
Well, in an article that you recently wrote, you talked about public schools. And you said, flat out, no excuse, no exception, we should be teaching prayer, the Bible, and Christianity. I mean, we have empirical evidence here where we've removed those critical issues from schools. And look at the trajectory we're on and the results of removing the Ten Commandments from the hallways of academia.
Yeah, and look, I believe that we need to rethink those issues altogether. First of all, the Bible says Congress shall make no law. And when a school decides that in the interest of its families, children, its community, and the decision of the people that they want to have prayer, I don't see how Congress is making any law when that happens. But that aside, in effect, to me, what the Supreme Court has really done and what organizations like the Foundation for Freedom from Religion and all of these organizations, what they're doing, they're trying to strip away our identity. The reality is that America is culturally a Christian nation. Our values are Judeo-Christian, based upon the Old and New Testaments, the Hebrew and Greek scriptures. That's who we are. That informed the founding fathers in their thinking. That's why they said we hold these truths to be self-evident, that we are created equal. And when you try to undermine that, when you try to throw that out, like, well, we can't have prayer in the schools and we can't read the Bible in the schools, you are, in effect, trying to strip away the identity of who we are as Americans. And so in some ways, we're really having a clash of identities and, if you will, an identity crisis for some who simply don't want us to be who we've been and don't want us to be who we've been that made us the greatest nation mankind has ever seen and I believe, Bill, will ever see again.
Right.
They want to throw all of that out, get rid of that identity, and when you do that, here again, it's not the America that the founding fathers created.
Well, and here's the option. You turn your back on God, you do as you darn well please, and you get the fruit of that, which is America, 21st century America today. Look at the fruit of those decisions, removing prayer from school, trying to get God out of every corner of our lives. And we're in a cultural freefall, Bishop. And you and I, we believe in God because by God's grace and mercy, we're allowed to live enough life to say, well, hey, we did it our way, and we were smart enough, and by the grace of God, again, you know, because I don't want to give ourselves too much credit, but we looked at the fruit of the decisions that we made without God. And we were able to look at the fruit of our decisions that we made when we were with God. And the choice was clear. There was no question about it, right?
Absolutely. You know, Abraham Lincoln said, we have grown in numbers and prosperity as no other nation has ever grown. And yet we have forgotten God. And when you look at how we've done educationally since we took prayer and Bible reading out of the schools, you look at how we've done since we made government instead of God the center of family and community life. And, you know, liberals will argue, oh, well, one has nothing to do with the other. Well, I'll tell you what, those are some odd coincidences.
That's right.
That at the moment we begin to secularize our country, we see the social indices of our health, if you will, begin to decline precipitously and have continued to decline. So much so that what are people talking about now? We've got to have parental choice in education to allow children to escape from public schools because no matter how much money we spend, we can't seem to improve the educational outcome.
Right.
So, yeah, God is the missing piece. Without him, nothing is going to work.
And you're not even talking, Bishop, about abortion. You know, there's a lot of focus and there's some discussion right now about Jim Crow laws, the public apology that took place by our government in the summer of 2008, where the government apologized for slavery in the United States. And it kind of came and it went. But there's a refocusing on that particular issue right now in light of tomorrow's anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King. Some are suggesting, including our friend out of Los Angeles, Ted Hayes, that all this is being trumped up, so to speak, pun not necessarily intended, because of the race baiters, that this gives them an opportunity to fundraise.
Look, it's a never-ending source of exploitation. I'm just amazed that everything is a matter of race today, and we just keep pounding and pounding and pounding. And the problem is we undermine an essential to our future, which is unity.
Yes.
One nation under God. Without that, we don't continue to survive and thrive as a nation. So, I'm just so tired of hearing it myself, and I know what it's about. It's about politics and power, not about helping people.
Exactly. Bishop E.W. Jackson has been with us. Bishop, thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Ripley's Believe It or Not hosted the annual National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest in New York City. This year, 7 participants from across the country worked hard to stink up their shoes for a chance to win the national title. But only one rancid pair of sneakers could take the prize of $2,500 with an additional 2-night stay in New York City, tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin, and a supply of Odor Eaters products to kick out the odor from his funky footwear. This year, Connor Slocum was the grand prize winner. Rachel Hertz, Ph.D., author and professor, Brown University.
It's amazing how foul kids' sneakers can get from just everyday activities. These keep getting more rotten every year. We're happy to have this contest where kids can find a place to be themselves and have fun. The Rotten Sneaker Contest allows them to be proud of themselves and just be kids.
To learn more, visit www.odoreaters.com or the Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest Facebook page.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Better standard. But, okay, that's fine, but there is no rule that says that it has to be 60 votes. There's no part of advice and consent that says there has to be 60 votes. And in fact, there are currently 2 members of the Supreme Court right now that did not get 60 votes.
Actually, Clarence Thomas is the only one, because when the filibuster came up with Alito, there were 72 votes to go forward. So there's just one. Just about every nominee gets 60 votes, because in the past, presidents have actually consulted the other side before picking someone. In this case, Donald Trump consulted the Heritage Foundation, the Federalist Society, hard right groups with extreme special interest oriented views, and it didn't leave much chance for compromise.
You know, Heidi Heitkamp, one of the Democratic senators in your conference, she came out in favor of Neil Gorsuch and in favor of cloture. She said she's not happy about it. She didn't like the way Merrick Garland was treated. But she ended her statement by essentially saying, two wrongs don't make a right.
Okay, let me make
why not give Neil Gorsuch an up or down vote, okay. Senator Schumer?
Let me make a proposal here to maybe break this problem that we have, okay? It looks like Gorsuch will not reach the 60-vote margin. So instead of changing the rules, which is up to Mitch McConnell and the Republican majority, why doesn't President Trump, Democrats, and Republicans in the Senate sit down and try to come up with a mainstream nominee? Look.
I guess that's his story, and he's going to stick to it. We're talking about Chuck Schumer, and here to talk more about it is Brad Dacus. In 1997, Brad founded Pacific Justice Institute, where he serves as president and continues to defend religious liberties, parental rights, served as a legislative assistant to U.S. Senator Phil Graham. Brad, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Oh, doing just great. Thank you, Bill.
Well, you know, do the Dems really want to filibuster Gorsuch? Do they really want to threaten the Harry Reid option?
Yeah. Actually, it'd be to their own demise if they did. Mm-hmm. And here's why. If they go ahead and force the nuclear option and no longer have that 60 vote respected as far as filibusters, then it's going to be all the easier for the Republicans to do the same thing and have a strong, conservative, competent candidate to replace Ginsburg or to replace Justice Kennedy or even Justice Thomas, should he decide to step down early. So it's actually to the betterment in the long term for those who want to have solid justices who respect the original intent of the Constitution, for the Democrats to flippantly and foolhardily block the nomination of such a qualified candidate such as Gorsuch.
Schumer insists that he's looking for a mainstream candidate. How much more mainstream can you get than Neil Gorsuch?
Yeah, he was approved unanimously by both Republicans and Democrats when he was appointed to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. And for him suddenly not to be confident and qualified, I think is really disingenuous on the part of the liberal Democrats, Schumer, who wants to. Their basic objective is, they want to have their people on the court. They want people who are more activist on the court.
Right.
The only people who should ever be put on the court who truly respect their oath should be people who respect the original intent of the Constitution and the fact that it's we, the people, through the amendment process, and we alone who are to change the Constitution, not activist justices. The only reason this is such a debate today, with the intensity that it is today versus in the past, is that today we have activist judges like never before changing the law, changing our nation, and that is, in fact, that's one main reason why Trump was elected president, was for that. And that's the reason why this is so political, is not because conservatives have made it political, who respect the Constitution, who respect the original function of the court, but it's because of the liberals themselves who have made it so political by putting such activist justices who want to make laws instead of interpret laws.
Well, Brad, as an attorney yourself, you've seen this increasing number of activist judges and thought that was consistent with the previous president that believed the Constitution was elastic, that it needed to be reinterpreted in consideration of the current culture. And this opens the door to activism, and we've seen it happen time and time again. So that's the tension. You've got the originalist versus the activist. And this is what is going on in the judiciary today, right?
Oh, it's exactly what's taking place. I mean, Ginsburg, for example, she was part of the ACLU. I mean, you can't get more activist than her.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of replacing her with someone who is only partially disrespectful of the Constitution or just disrespectful, original intent, it is ludicrous. The Republicans have a responsibility, actually all the senators have a responsibility to put people on the Supreme Court that will respect the constitutional description of the job. And that is not to make laws, that is to enforce laws and to protect the Constitution as it was written and as it was intended to be applied, and to respect the role of the people to change it through the amendment process. And every senator on the U.S. Senate that decides not to approve this justice will be doing so not because he's not competent, not because he's not intelligent or have the track record. He has all that. Mm-hmm. They will be doing it for one reason and one reason only, and that is because they wish to maintain a Supreme Court that is tyrannical to the will of the people and the Constitution of the United States. And to that will go their shame, and I think we'll be paying for it quite likely in the next election, particularly those who are in the red states. Will be running for re-election in the U.S. Senate.
Well, Brad, you bring up a point regarding these federal judges that are out there in these different courts. You know, you have the Ninth Circuit, some say the Circus Court of Appeals, because of the activism that is so clear with them, is that, how dare they? And I say this passionately, how dare they vacate millions of votes time and time again? And right now there's so much vitriol and perception against Donald Trump that you've got judges just flat out saying, hey, look, I'm not going to give Donald Trump his due, regardless of any kind of constitution. I just don't like the guy. I don't like what he said on the campaign trail. And so my judgment is against Donald Trump. Forget the fact that it has anything to do with, the national security and his most important job as president of the United States.
Oh, I think that's a great point you just mentioned. Classic examples of judicial activism was what we just saw. You're right with regards to the striking the president's lawful authority to invoke policies regarding immigration from different countries that have different threats. That's always been a function of the president. The president in the past has invoked that function regarding different countries or different nations, depending on what's going on, what's taking place around the world. So you're right. This is a classic example of politics. These people, mind you, were appointed. These are generally Obama appointments. Mm-hmm. He was an activist president appointing committed to tearing down the original intent of the Constitution as fast as he could, and he appointed judicial activists. And to help him, we have Senator Harry Reid, who went ahead and said, okay, we don't need the 60, we're not going to respect the 60-vote filibuster for any federal district court judges or circuit court judges. They already played the thermonuclear option, if you will, in terms of
right.
that procedure. So, and they did it because of their commitment to bringing activist judges to build and change America and to change our courts and to change the Constitution. Hats off to Donald Trump for helping to restore. We have over 100 nominees, and those positions are going to be filled by President Trump. And I think that what they're doing has already been just building on the foundation that was laid by Harry Reid, except the Republicans will be using it for the purpose of protecting the Constitution, while Harry Reid and the liberals have used it to try to destroy the original intent of the Constitution and the respect of the law invoked by the Constitution.
Well, Bratton, as you say, it's still about we the people. I mean, this is a government of, for, by we the people. And it's time we the people would stand up and revolt against this activism. I mean, you're on the West Coast. You represent a lot of cases out of California. And, of course, you and I had a long discussion about how 8 million votes got vacated by one activist judge there in San Francisco. Oh, yeah, who happened to be a homosexual. So he did not want to go along with the definition of marriage that 8 million people in California voted for.
Right, and he was an open activist himself.
Yes.
To that cause.
Mm-hmm.
So he should have recused himself on that ground alone. But yeah, we're going to see more and more of that unless we build up and restore the Constitution. Frankly, I hope that pending legislation in the House passes that will split the Ninth Circuit and allow more judges to be appointed to the two different circuits, the Ninth and the new one would be created.
Mm-hmm.
So we have much more a fair balance and justices that respect the original intent and of the Constitution.
Well, so, I think we need a couple of impeachments here, Brad. I think, you know, the people need to stand up, make it known. You know, my old home state of California, the people got to quit shrugging there and think that just because that's the way it is, it's the way it should be. No, the Constitution is an empowering document for you as an individual, for we the people. But if we don't exercise that power, then you have what we have right now, where six out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track, right?
You're absolutely right. And let's just hope that the Constitution, the preservation of the Constitution wins. And if it does, Gorsuch will be appointed to the Supreme Court.
Well, to me, I think he gets appointed one way or another. Either nice, you know, as Ike and Tina Turner would say, you can have it nice or you can have it nuclear rough. You know,
right.
So it's going to happen one way or another. Oh, yes. We'll let the music get loud and clear and, we'll have a lot of fun here. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Did you know that?